USA Radio News.
Former CNN host Larry King passing away this morning in an L.A. hospital at the age of 87. King hospitalized weeks ago after getting the coronavirus. No cause of death revealed, though. In an interview with the American Television Academy, he described one of his most memorable interviews with then-President Clinton in 1993.
So at about a quarter to 10, I say, the president has something very important to do. He said he stayed till 10:30. But he's leaving at 10, and we'll make it up the next time. As soon as we finish, he goes, why did you cut me off at 10? Looks at me like his aide comes running over to him, and in my ear they said, Vince Foster just killed himself.
Vince Foster was Deputy White House Counsel. Larry King Live ran from 1995 to 2010. President Biden sharing a grim COVID forecast. He says yesterday the U.S. could have another 200,000 COVID deaths over the next few months. That would bring our death toll to over 600,000. Some projections have us reaching 500,000 deaths by Valentine's Day. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
President Biden's latest plans for economic relief focused on the poor. Biden yesterday signing two executive orders, one expanding food assistance and calling for stimulus checks for those who don't make enough to file taxes. Biden says how we respond to this crisis is a reflection of our values.
We cannot, will not let people go hungry. We cannot let people be evicted because of nothing they did themselves. They cannot watch people lose their jobs, and we have to act. We have to act now.
Another executive order seeks to raise the minimum wage for federal workers to $15 an hour. Democrats are apparently facing an uphill fight to get President Trump convicted in his upcoming impeachment trial. It would take 17 Republican senators to join all 50 Democrats to convict Trump, but CNN reports only a handful of GOP senators may do so. The trial is set to start February 9th. Meanwhile, a key member of President Trump's COVID task force revealing the toll the job took on her, Dr. Deborah Birx, tells CBS she always thought of quitting. The full interview will air tomorrow in Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Florida's governor putting a stop to vaccine tourism. Here's Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is imposing new residency restrictions for vaccine distribution in his state.
Look, this is for Florida residents. And we understand a place like North Palm Beach County, you know, you have people that live here 6 months. That's fine. They use the hospitals here. They pay taxes. But to just kind of come in from another country or whatever, you know, we don't support that, and we're not going to allow that. We're not going to do that. We're not doing vaccine tourism.
The Department of Health in Florida saying that of the 1.8 million people vaccinated, nearly 41,000 have out-of-state addresses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Mega Millions has a winner. Just one person, someone in Michigan, hitting the jackpot on last night's $1 billion drawing. Tributes continue to pour in for Hank Aaron. The death of the Baseball Hall of Famer and former all-time leader in home runs announced yesterday. He was 86. In 1974, Aaron passed Babe Ruth by hitting his 715th home run. It came off Al Downing.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 715. There's a new home run champion of all time. And it's Henry Aaron.
Downing says there's more to Aaron's legacy than home runs, though.
One of the things, if anyone, you got to know Mr. Aaron, you know he treated everyone he met with dignity and respect, and made you respect him that way.
Downing on MLB Network yesterday. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.